Like a mocha style.
Yeah, a frappuccino style. Gotcha. You want to just blend it.
Committee, I'd like to call the appropriations meeting back into order. The time is 12:34. Thank you. Okay, Congressman Walker, would you please chair?
I will. I'm going to go ahead and reread this legislation since we're at the top of this after recess meeting. We are at ONCA 2266, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch for 77 programs and non-tribal funds. And, oh, sorry, Rook. I think I've ever done that. I'll start over. ONCA 2266, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch for 77 programs and non-tribal funds in the amount of $3,904 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Second speaker, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, committee. So this, as stated, is non-tribal funding, and it's just for $3,904, as stated, with the support docs that I sent to you. This is one of our self-governance programs, and this will affect our FY21 authorizations. And this is a program that's run or operated by our Financial Assistance Department. I do have Candy and Andrea on the line. If you have any questions, they've already received the money, as you can see in the ATO, and it's just a small amount, and they've sent all the required support docs. The only action that I need to do is they requested an amendment. I've prepared that, and that's been sent out to the committee. So Chair, I need to address the amendment.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we will be affecting page 1, lines 106 and a half, and strike 1,720,130, and we'll be inserting 1,721,237. And on page 1, line 110 and a half, strike 763,448 and insert 763,449. And finally, on page 1, line 121, strike the amount of 458,802 and insert 459,909 and adjust totals accordingly.
We have a motion before there's a second speaker. You said page 1 each time. I think you meant page 2 for the First Amendment and page 3 for the second and third one.
Trey.
I'm looking at the bill.
Okay. Apologize.
That'll get clerk, are we okay to proceed? I just, in the interim amendments, it says page 1 each time, and it was on, should have been page 2 and then page 3, right? Or am I'm looking at the bill. Read the last amendment, please. Trey's looking at my computer.
Okay, so the last amendment, page 1, it says line 121, strike 458,802 and insert 459,909. Okay, Chair, do you want me to restate?
No, just as long as everybody understands that it's actually page 3. Okay. Yeah, I would like for you to go ahead and withdraw and restate. Okay. I have a request for that.
Thank you, Chair. I will withdraw and restate my motion for this amendment. Should be page 3, line 106 and a half. Strike 1,720,130 and insert 1,721,237. Page 3, line 110 and a half. Strike 763,448 and insert 763,449. Page 3, line 121. Strike 458,802 and insert 459,909 and adjust the totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion with a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Second speaker, you still have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. That's all that I have to report on this bill.
Committee.
Chair, you ready to move?
Yes.
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to pass ONCA 2266 to the Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
As amended.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, that amendment or the motion passes. How about that? Okay. Moving on to ONCA 2267, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $575,564 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The second speaker, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, sir. So these non-tribal funds would affect our FY22 budgets that we approved during CJO. Again, under the first section, again, is 477. As stated, this is a self-governance program, and they are just asking that we fund or authorize the spending of $4,169 that will help offset the COLA increase. And I'm just going to keep going through the sections unless you guys have a question. Just raise your hand, please.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the next section is the WIC, the breastfeeding peer counseling section. They did a wonderful job submitting their support docs with this program. And again, this is an amendment. The request is $10,108. That is not self-governance, so that's the only difference. The next section is Higher Pathways, and this is a new award of $2,000 that will help in our education initiatives. They've got an event that's going to take place this summer, and they're just asking for the $2,000 be authorized to spend. The funding source was the American Indian College Fund. And they did a wonderful job submitting this information, and knowing Mrs. Wildcat, she will probably be advertising this rather quickly. The next one is NAHASDA. As you guys know, is again federal dollars. They're asking that we authorize spending in the current, just an amendment to that program. They've also asked for money for the NAHASDA admin piece. As you know, those are two, They bring those about in two separate budgets, so you'll see the two separate sections. They have to keep those separate because HUD requires that. So you'll see the NAHASDA admin as well. Again, that's just an amendment to the current section that we've approved in CEJO. They've done a great job breaking down how they're going to spend the new allocation. They've included, of course, their budget justification that they sent to HUD. The next one, next section is the noxious weed program. And this is a BIA program that the Real Estate Services has requested the money. And this helps serve our restricted landowners. And they do not have a notice of award on this yet, or an ATO. I'm sorry, it's an ATO. They do not have that as of yet, but they do have verification that they were awarded via email. And so they're submitting that to us to authorize that spending. The next one is a substance abuse prevention treatment and aftercare award. This is a brand new award in the amount of $400,000. And I would just like to congratulate Grants and the director for submitting a proposal that was funded. And they've laid out how they're going to spend those dollars. I did speak to the Health Authority Board Chair and let her know that we would be discussing that. And she was aware. The next section is our Title VI Part A. Again, this is an amendment to the current. Okay, a little feedback. Okay, so again, Section 39, Title VI Part A is an amendment to a current award. This, of course, you guys know is our Elder Nutrition Program. Again, they submitted the proper documentation. They also, Title VI has a Part C, and they are also asking for that we amend 2195 to include this request of $4,970. Again, that's a federal, not self-governance, that comes out of our the aging program. The last one is the WELA stabilization funds. If you remember or recall, we received $11,000 last time, and they've received another $11,000, so the total's $22,000 now. That is CARES funding. And that's all that I have in my bill, Chair, if anyone has any questions.
Any questions from the committee or any other members of Congress?
I just have a comment.
Yeah. Congresswoman Stabler.
I just have a comment that I do appreciate the support documents that we received. It made it much easier to review prior to this meeting, and it's making a much easier transition for us to approve. Thank you to the group that did this.
Anyone else?
And Chair, if I may just quickly.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank the executive branch, the grants department and treasury and the self-governance office for working diligently with Jordan and I to get this prepared for committee. Thank you.
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
I'd like to make a motion to pass ONCA 2267 to the body of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion with a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The motion passes. Bill advances. And at this time, I will relinquish the chair back to second speaker, Rebard.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 11, ONCA 22-68, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $73,060 to the Hula Water District for an equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. And Congressman Walker, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
All right, thank you. So I suspect most of you heard the presentation by the Hula Water District. There were three representatives here, and gosh, it seemed like we spent at least 45 minutes talking about all of the needs that they have up there. And I filed a bill during session for $150,000 to come out of ARPA funds. The more we discussed the needs up there with Hula Water District, the more glaring they became, but the more it was obvious that it was going to take a lot of administrative responsibilities by our task force to oversee all of those ARPA funds for what, you know, in the grand scheme of things is a small amount of money. So I didn't request that bill be reheard during the session. I anticipated there being a special session, and I kind of got to the point where I didn't think that was going to happen. But I did speak with my point of contact up there. Her name's Sharon Lockman. And, you know, I told her, I said, look, I'm still willing to file a bill, an appropriation bill, to help you guys out. But I need to know, what is the biggest need? What's the most immediate need that, you know, where we can help you guys out? And real quick, like, she said, gosh, we need a trencher. She said, we're using a 40-year-old tractor, spend more time working on it than we do, you know, using it. And it's currently broke down, and, you know, it probably would cost more to get it fixed than what the tractor is worth. And, you know, again, we're talking about a backhoe. This is a ditch witch. It's a trencher. So it's built for the job, so they can get up there and efficiently replace and repair water lines. So I asked her, and this was not long ago, I asked her, I said, you need to get me a quote. And she did. She got two quotes, and they both came from Ditch Witch. One was for, I'm not looking at the support doc, but I've sent two different pieces out to Congress. But a brand new one was, I want to say, over $150,000. And there was a used one for $73,000. Met their needs, fine piece of equipment, and I filed the bill that matched the request that was in their estimate. I think it was $73,060, and that pretty well summarizes what this appropriation bill is about.
Great, thank you.
Second speaker.
Yes.
Before I forget, I'm going to go ahead and propose an amendment, if that's okay.
Most certainly.
Page 1, line 24, after 73,060, insert out of the general fund in the treasury.
Second.
You're the chair.
Is there a second? I'm sorry.
No.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, committee, does anybody have any questions for Congressman Walker? Go ahead, Congressman Maker.
Excuse me, to the sponsor, Congressman Walker. What was the amount, the quote for a new piece of equipment? Rather than say the one here, the $73,000, is for a rebuilt or used equipment, right?
Yes, just a second. Let me find that.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
The new one was quoted at $184,500.
Thank you, Mr. Fraser.
Thanks, Jordan.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, I'll entertain any action.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to pass ONCA 22-68 to the body of Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just quickly before we go to our next item 12, which is adjournment, I just want to thank the Appropriations Committee, and this is probably be our last meeting with me as the Appropriations Chair, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the hard work that you've done, and I appreciate each and every one of you, so thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 12, which is adjournment.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, committee.
Thank you.
That repairs lines.
He's probably more than any of us. He loves it.
But I mean, the numbers don't change. So I'm going to go ahead and start doing it.